Good afternoon, the church. No, I'm sorry. Dave Stewart's busy at the moment. Yes, that's right. He's doing a tour around the church at the moment with Countdown. Okay, I'll tell him. All right then. Bye-bye.
Hello, and welcome to the world of the spiritual cowboys. And what better place to start than in the centre of this church in North London, where thousands of records have been made, along with Eurythmics' first records, right down to London Beat's latest record. Let's go and have a look at London Beat right now.
Samen met Annie Lennox vormde Dave A. Stewart een van de meest succesvolle popbands van de jaren 80, de Eurythmics. Voorlopig heeft Dave de samenwerking met Annie Lennox afgesloten en richt hij zich nu volledig op zijn studio The Church en zijn nieuwste project The Spiritual Cowboys, waarvan binnenkort de eerste single verschijnt. In deze verbouwde kerk nam Dave niet alleen platen op van die Eurythmics, maar werkte hij ook met mensen als Brian Ferry, Hall & Oates, Arthur Baker, Depeche Mode en Soul to Soul. Op dit moment legt hij de laatste hand aan de nieuwe LP van London Beat.
This is the church that I found about 8 or 9 years ago. I was walking down the street, very depressed, because Annie and I had halfway through making Sweet Dreams album and we were being thrown out of the place because we couldn't afford it. And I met a man in the street down there who told me about this church, and we got one tiny little room in the church for the equivalent of £8 per week. And we managed to finish Sweet Dreams album in that room. But since then, we got more and more of the church. Now we have the whole thing, and it's become a brilliant tool in use of making records for Eurythmics, various other bands. And now, it's become the home of Spiritual Cowboys. I want to take you around to the... But we have another part of the church which is called Fundamental, because it's got fun at the beginning and mental at the end. And that's where bands practice and develop. I want to take you around there now. Okay?
With no religion.
So follow me and you'll see where we make the biggest noise in North London.
Just music.
The graffiti on the walls for the band. And this is it, Fundamental, usually full of mental people like this mental patient, Ben. He happens to be a member of BBG, signed to Anxious Music. And this is where a lot of the Anxious Music writers come and write. All days, all during the night and all during the day. And Ben's happened to procure his way into it at this particular time. What are you writing then?
Writing a new song. It's in D, if you want to have a play along.
Okay. What kind of thing is it? In the sequencer. That's it. Yeah.
In zijn church studio's geeft Dave Stewart, zoals hier, ook jonge popmuzikanten de ruimte te spelen, te jammen, te repeteren en op te nemen. Waar nodig assisteert Dave. In deze oefenruimte zijn ooit Dave Stewart en Annie Lennox de Eurythmics begonnen. En heeft Dave het thema van Lily Was hier geschreven. Naast deze studio bezit Dave ook nog een studio in Los Angeles voor zijn Amerikaanse werk. Ondertussen zijn de repetities met zijn nieuwe band in volle gang. En Dave is van plan komend najaar te gaan toeren door Europa. En in juli zal Dave Stewart ook de Countdown Studios bezoeken. Well, I called your name on a hanging tree. When the sun went down. Op dit moment produceert Dave Stewart ook het nieuwe album van London Beat. Een band die hij in 1988 ontdekte en waar hij ook enkele nummers voor heeft geschreven. Ook hun nieuwe single komt snel uit.
We've done a couple of tracks with him on this album. And we're looking forward to doing some more.
You know, music is very strongly linked to love and to hate. I often think I should write this down in a letter.
A little hate makes love much better.
Het afgelopen jaar is Dave Stewart constant bezig geweest met zijn nieuwe soloproject, The Spiritual Cowboys. Naast het schrijven en opnemen van nieuwe nummers voor zijn eerstvolgende LP, heeft Dave zich het afgelopen jaar ook weer bezig gehouden met het schrijven van film- en tv-muziek. Zijn grootste liefde blijft echter live spelen.
In a paradiso.
With the spiritual cowboys. spiritual band. Spiritual band. Gotta give you some
interesting look like an LP cover kind of.
Met zijn vaste ontwerper buigt Dave zich over een mogelijke LP-hoes. Tussendoor werkt Dave nog even aan een nieuw nummer met een van zijn vaste gitaristes uit de Spiritual Cowboys.
You are the man from the magazine who spoke to me from the black limousine.
So anyway, I've been really enjoying it filming for the last 2 days, and as you can see, a typical day in my life is producing about 3 things at once and recording and writing, and I'm really pleased that you've been able to keep up with me all of this. Hello? Hey, who's doing this interview? Hang on a minute. What's going on? I suppose I'll have to carry on myself. These people just can't take the pace over here in London. I'll show them what it's all about. Suppose they're going to miss the gospel song. Never mind. Just have to film it myself.
Thank you very much, Countdown. I hope you had a wonderful 2 days in England. I hope you take this message back to Holland and spread it around Europe. Goodbye.